Welcome to the Dreamcatcher Podcast, a place where you'll receive a boost of inspiration, practical advice, and tools to maximize your success and personal happiness. And that's not all. You'll also get plenty of guidance on how you can use your gifts, talents, and compassion to contribute towards making the world a better place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a preview of what's in store and to also receive a free ebook. To sign up, simply visit www.thedreamcatch.com. Now it's my pleasure to introduce you to the host of the Dreamcatcher podcast, Celine Chinoy.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Dreamcatcher podcast. Whenever we think of the word love, we usually associate it with the romantic kind. But the truth is that love has many other manifestations. There is, in fact, a buffet of love with a delectable spread that we can feast on. The ancient Greek philosophers, who were linguistic geniuses, were the only ones who were able to pick up on these distinctions in love. About 2,500 years ago, within the enclaves of their stately forums, they created six words that captured the essence of the many shades of love that we can experience during our lifetime. In this episode, I describe the six types of love and their differences, as well as a few tips on how we can open ourselves up to them. The six types of love and how to experience them in your life. As an 80s kid, I had the privilege of growing up during what's commonly known as Disney's second golden age of animated movies. I relished all-time classics such as Little Mermaid, The Lion King, Beauty and the Beast, and many more during the peak years of my childhood. Each movie introduced me to stories and plots that featured archetypal characters such as the hero, princess, villain, sidekick, etc. Even as an ingenuous girl, I was able to pick up on a recurrent theme that was woven into the threads of each storyline, and that was the idea of true love. Whenever the word love was tossed around in these movies, it pertained to the romantic bond between the leading male and female character. This inadvertently gave me and other kids in my generation the false impression that the only kind of love that existed in the world was the kind that gave us butterflies in our stomachs. Fortunately, the talented folks of Disney picked up this oversight and rectified it by creating more progressive movies such as Frozen, which highlights the love between two sisters, Brother Bear, which relays a story about the affection that exists between brothers, and Brave, which is all about self-love. I realized that love has many other manifestations besides the romantic kind. There is, in fact, a buffet of love with delectable spread that we can feast on. The ancient Greek philosophers, who were linguistic geniuses, were the only ones who were able to pick up on these distinctions in love. About 2,500 years ago, within the enclaves of their stately forums, they created six words that captured the essence of the many shades of love that we can experience during our lifetime. Eros, which is sexual passion, philia, a deep friendship, ludus, playful love, agape, a love for everyone, pragma, a long-standing love, philotia, a love for self. We have every reason to be thankful to our ancient Greek luminaries for giving us the right language that identifies these six types of love, since many of us are ill-equipped when it comes to making sense of our feelings. This isn't surprising, given the ambiguous nature of emotions. These definitions can give us the clarity that we need to understand them better so that we can have more enriching relationships. We should also be wary of our society's fixation on the passion and playfulness that's characteristic of the first flesh of love. Love songs and rom-coms can leave us craving for it. And if we get too hung up on seeking it, we could find ourselves stuck in an endless loop of emptiness. The truth is that love is an autonomous choice. We have the freedom to cultivate it within our hearts by simply choosing loving thoughts. Within us is a wellspring of love flowing from our heart center, which we can channel and share with others at any time. Almost every spiritual tradition postulates that love has the highest frequency in the universe and is therefore capable of doing wonders both within us and around us. By tapping into various forms of love, we raise not only our vibration, but the vibration of the collective consciousness. Here are some of the ways by which you can open yourself up to enjoying the six flavors of love. Number one, acknowledge the love that exists in your current relationships. You may not realize it, but your life is already abounding with love. You may have failed to notice it in the background while you were seeking the popular candy floss type of love. I suggest that you acknowledge the other kinds of love in your life by looking over the definition of the six types of love, noting down which of the six you have in your life right now, and the names of the people with whom you share each kind of love. Number two, remove any blocks that are preventing you from loving others. Just as how dams block the flowing waters of a river, our past memories and wounds may block us from experiencing a healthy flow of love. Some of the practices that can help you remove these internal blocks include journaling and speaking with a friend or a therapist or coach. Once you gain awareness of these pain points, you can take the steps needed to heal it. Number three, build on the love for yourself. It's impossible to love others in a healthy way if we don't love and respect ourselves first. We show self-love by making time to meet our personal needs, building healthy boundaries to protect our well-being, and speaking to ourselves with love and kindness. Remember that if you can't take care of you, you won't be able to take care of anyone else, no matter how much you love them. Number four, spread the love. When our hearts are brimming with self-love, we enhance our ability to share our love with others. Consciously seek out and cultivate a variety of relationships that can give you access to different experiences of love. As you go through the process, be mindful of building win-win relationships that will benefit both you and the other parties involved. True love always leaves me feeling warm and fuzzy inside. I liken it to how I feel when I'm sipping on warm hot chocolate while sitting on a comfy couch beside a crackling fireplace and watching the snow fall outside. It's relaxing, satisfying, and reminds me of my divine connection to the love that permeates our cosmos. All my best on your journey. Celine. Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in. If you enjoyed what you just heard, please subscribe to my podcast and feel free to share it with your friends and family. Take care and speak soon.